Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, no matter what you may have done in your life, don't let your past control your present or your future. Join Gloria Copeland as she shares how to take the first step that will lead you into the place of provision and blessing.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about surviving in a time of trouble. We're talking about being protected from whatever comes upon the earth. That could be your finances. That could be the threat of death. That could be plagues, wars, whatever it is. And next week, we're going to talk about Psalm 91. But this week, I'm going to regroup and repeat some of the things we've said and try to put it all together. We've been talking about being protected in disasters. That could be any kind of disaster, storms. It could be any kind of catastrophes. It could be war. It could be anything, plane crashes, car wrecks, whatever it is. If you're in Christ Jesus, we have Scripture that we can live out the full number of our days if we'll do what the Lord says. So let's just start again. I'm going to repeat some of the things we've said. Look at Proverbs 3 in verse 1 through 26, where it says, the first verse, I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. Well, look up here at 220. It says, follow the steps of good men instead. Well, we better go back. Wisdom will save you, verse 16, from the immoral woman, from the flattery of the adulterous woman. She has abandoned her husband, ignores the covenants she made before God. This is just one example of being obedient to the Lord. Entering her house leads to death. It's a road to hell. The man who visits her is doomed. He will never reach the paths of life. So we could take from that if we're going to walk in sin, we're going to walk in immorality, sexual immorality, murder, all the things that the Bible says is wrong, then we're not going to have life. And so you have to make a choice. And the Scripture, here's what it says to do. Follow the steps of good men instead. Don't go the way of natural men. I'm telling you, this is a nutty world that we live in. You know, you watch, we have on our television what is called a curse-free. It takes out the cursing. We have another thing that you can set on there that takes out immorality, like sexual things and all that. I'm telling you, if it weren't for those two things, we'd never be able to watch anything on television. People in the world almost have no vocabulary because they only know how to express themselves through curse words. We live in a time of rebellion and cursing and sin, and as though, this woman, I think it was a newscaster, and she was talking about something. And she was apologizing. She said something, then she apologized for using the word husband instead of mate. I thought, now that rips it right there. You know, it was a situation where, a sexual situation. And so she felt she had insulted those who weren't married. And so she said, I should have used the word mate. That's pathetic. Men and women get married, and then they're husband and wife. So don't write me any letters if you don't like that, because that's just the way it is. But that's an idea I thought, now that just shows you right there how far. And these were not evil people or wicked people. This is just how far down the thinking's come. We wouldn't want to insult anybody that was living together and not married. You know what that's called? That's called sin. Do you know what sin does? It kills, it steals, it destroys. Somebody has got to preach the word and say the truth. That's why you need to get in a good church and don't feed up on the trash of the world. Now, I got in that by talking about, I don't even know now why, but talking about that, you know, if you don't take cursing out of movies or something, you just can't watch them. So we have those two devices. And so we do get to watch some things on television still. But, you know, used to, things weren't like that on TV. I know you've probably heard this, but when you remember I Love Lucy shows, Well, they couldn't say pregnant on TV when she got pregnant in that series. And, you know, I think she actually was pregnant in real life. You could not use the word pregnant. Now, that's how far down it's come in my lifetime. Think about it. But, you know, just because the world's going to hell as quickly as they can, that doesn't mean you and I have to be like that. We can make a stand for righteousness. We can do what the Lord says. And the blessing of the Lord is upon those who obey Him. Now, let's look again at the scripture in Proverbs 3 and look at, let's see where I just want to read part of this. Let's look up here in, let's look at 19 in the New Living Translation. By wisdom the Lord founded the earth, and by understanding He established the heavens. By His knowledge the deep fountains of the earth burst forth, and the clouds poured down rain. My child, don't lose sight of good planning and insight. Hang on to them. They will fill you. Or you could say good planning and wisdom. They will fill you with life and bring you to honor and respect. They, holding on to good planning and wisdom or insight, doing what's right in God's sight, that not what's right in the world's sight, they have too low a standard, but what's right in God's sight, they will keep you safe on the way and keep your feet from stumbling. You can lie down without fear and enjoy pleasant dreams. You, who is you? The one that does what God says. The one that honors God. The one that obeys God. You need not be afraid of disaster when it comes, or the destruction that comes upon the wicked. For the Lord is your security. So and then down here in verse 32 or 33, it says, the curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but His blessing is on the home of the upright. So if we don't want the curse of the Lord on our house, we can't join up with the wicked. If we want the blessing, then we join up with the upright. The Lord mocks mockers, but shows favor to the humble. The wise shall inherit honor. So what we do depends on how much of the blessing we walk in. The more we agree with the Word of God, the more supernatural blessing in financial things, in health things, in family things, and in everything comes our way. So we determine. If we'll walk in the light of God, we can be safe even in disasters. Now, Ezekiel said in here that, in this is a great scripture in the New Living Translation, in Ezekiel 19, remember it said, righteous people will be rewarded for their goodness, and wicked people will be punished for their own wickedness. Now, who determines which one you are and which one I am? I do. And I've determined I'm going to obey God. If wicked people turn away from their sins and begin to obey my laws and do what is just and right, they will surely live and not die. So if you're in the house of the wicked, all you have to do is turn and make Jesus the Lord of your life. And you will live. Past sins will be forgotten. They'll live because of the righteous things they do, which is to make Jesus Lord of your life. He's born the curse for us. Do you think, says the Lord, that I like to see wicked people die? Of course not. I only want them to turn from their wicked ways and live. However, if righteous people turn to sinful ways and start acting like sinners, should they be allowed to live? No, of course not. All their previous goodness will be forgotten, and they will die in their sins. Now, if you've been walking with the Lord at one time in your life and you've been pulled away, turned away, what do you do? Do you have to just go on and die young and not have reward when you die? No, you repent. You ask God to forgive you. You put it behind you. You get in a good church that can help you walk in a straight line and do the things the Lord wants you to do and teach you what's right. It's hard to walk uprightly without knowledge of the Word of God. See, the knowledge of God gives us supernatural ability and strength and understanding to do what God wants us to do. So if your life's in a mess, repent and ask God to forgive you, and then begin to learn. We've got all kind of things we'll send you free, a salvation package, of books or whatever to help you start on your path. And you can live an entirely different life than the life that you've lived up to this point. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what it is. The blood of Jesus will cleanse you from all righteousness. You can turn from it and begin to walk in victory. Do you think I like to see the wicked die? Of course not. However, if righteous people turn to sin, should they be allowed to live? Of course not. All the previous goodness will be forgiven. Then it says over here, and this is such a powerful scripture in verse 31, put all your rebellion, turn from your sins, don't let them destroy you, put all your rebellion behind you, get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. How can you do that? Only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Why should you die? I don't want you to die, says the sovereign Lord. Turn back and live. The righteous survive. Turn back and live. Why should you die before your time? Now look at 31. This is such a great scripture. You need to get this down. In Psalm 31, I'm going to read it to you again. 19, let's see, Psalm 31, 19 through 24. The righteous survive, remember that. And then this psalm goes, put this psalm with it. Praise the Lord, for he has shown his unfailing love. He kept me safe when my city was under attack. In sudden fear I cried out, I have been cut off from the Lord. But you heard my cry for mercy and answered my call for help. Love the Lord, for the Lord protects those who are loyal to him. Now you need that scripture. That's Psalm 31, verse 23. Love the Lord. Now the Bible says if you love the Lord, you'll do what he says. So we know exactly what that means. Love the Lord. For the Lord protects those, and then it says, love the Lord, all you faithful ones. What is that? Well, those are people that are faithful to do what he says and to serve him instead of serve the devil, the world, or their own pleasures. For the Lord protects those who are loyal to him, but he harshly punishes all who are arrogant. So be strong and take courage, and all you who put your hope in the Lord. So we love the Lord. We do what he says. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High that Psalm 91 talks about. We dwell. We abide there, the scripture says. We don't go in and out. We just stay connected to the Lord. If we miss it, we repent and we start over again. We get cleansed and we start over again. And then in Psalm 32, it says, therefore, in verse 6, let all the godly confess their rebellion to you while there is time. That's an important scripture. Don't wait and think, well, I'm going to just sow my wild oats for a few more years and then I'll repent. You may not live a few more years. The only time to repent is now. Repent now and you know for sure you can do it. You don't know how much time you have left. Therefore, let all the godly confess their rebellion to you while there is time, that they may not drown in the floodwaters of judgment. Sin carries a penalty of judgment. You really are under judgment while you're here if you're in sin, because things aren't going to work for you. You're not going to have the things you need. You're not going to have the money you need. If you have all the money, then you're going to spend the money in the wrong things. It'll kill you early. Get all the illegal drugs you want, all the alcohol you want, all the immorality you want, so you'll die early. The only way to be safe, the only safe place in this life is to be in Christ Jesus. He came, he bore your sicknesses, carried your sins, carried your diseases in his own body and in his own spirit so that you could make him the Lord of your life and be brought out from under the dominion of sin. Nobody was born again before Jesus came. That is entirely in the new covenant. Thank God. Now, people were right with God because they had laws and they kept those laws. And when they sinned, they had the sacrifice of animals, the blood of animals, to purify their sin, a ritual that they could have be a part of that would purify their sin. But now that Jesus has come and took the has taken the curse for us, we can be born over again. Leave sin behind, the righteousness of God be in us instead of sin, a new birth. That's not just religious talk. That's what happens. You're born over again from death into life, from unrighteousness or sin into righteousness. It says, let all the godly confess their rebellion to you while there's still time, that they may not drown in the floodwaters of judgment. For you, in other words, the Lord, for you, Lord, are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance or victory. The Lord says, listen to this. I love this. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. Now, he's already said over here, he kept me safe when my city was under attack. Here the Lord says, see, this is the safe place. I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Once you get born again, the Lord will talk to you. He'll give you wisdom. Here's the way it is with the Lord. The more time you give him, the more time you're able to receive from him. If you don't give him any time, he's not going to come in and knock you away from the table, kick you out of bed. He's not going to do those things and throw you up against the wall and say, you talk to me or else. No, you come to the throne of grace at your will. You're welcome there. A sinner can make Jesus the Lord of their lives, be born again. And then that man, even though he's just a woman, maybe they're even just a baby Christian, can still come into the throne of grace in the name of Jesus. Have time with the Father. God's got a plan for you. Don't be discouraged. If you're in a hard place now, financially or without a job or whatever, spend time in the Word. Go after the things of God. I mean, we were in that place. We were broke. We were lost and undone, so to speak. We made Jesus the Lord of our lives, and we began to spend time in the Word of God, listen to the teachers and preachers that could share secrets with us from God's kingdom, begin to walk in them, and we begin to prosper. And you know, we've never quit prospering. We just continue to do what God says, and the blessing is on us. You can come out from under the curse. And right now, before I go, I want to tell you how. Just say, Jesus, I make you the Lord of my life. I receive you into my heart. Take my life and do something with it. And He'll do it. And you write us, and we'll send you some good things to read and study. Get your Bible. Just start reading and read. Start with the Gospels and go to the letters and find out what God says to you. Now you're in Christ Jesus. Now you are in the church of the living God. And we will send you things if you'll write us and talk to us. We want you to grow. Find a good church. There's good churches. You're looking for a good Word church, somebody that preaches you the Word, somebody that teaches you faith. Glory to God. I'll be right back.
It's like church on steroids, church at the next level.
When we come here, it's just like a week of just saturation to where you go into spirit overload.
For the past 29 years, people have come from around the world to Fort Worth, Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have brought the message of faith and love to thousands of people who come expecting to hear from God.
Faith works by love. And when love is not present, faith has no power.
Faith says what God says. In other words, we come into agreement with what God says.
You're going to find that your spirit man is going to really be ignited every day.
You feel the presence of God so strong, all the believers coming together at the same time. It is just, you have to be here to believe it. I mean, it's just awesome.
And so every day you have different speakers at different hours. And so you get a new word and it's fresh every single day.
My God, hallelujah, is my source, hallelujah.
Amen.
My God meets my every need. My God is bigger than every adversity. My God is greater than every trial. My God is bigger than every challenge that I have ever experienced and will ever experience.
The Word of God's going to make sure we have right thinking. And the Word of God's going to make sure we have right believing. And the Word of God's going to make sure we have right confession. And we are going to win because we have chosen to do it God's way instead of the world's way.
If Jesus is the way, you can't get lost. If Jesus is the truth, you cannot be deceived. If Jesus is the life, then the devil can't kill you. If he's the way, the truth, he's not a truth or some truth, or I talk truth, he says, I am truth.
He needs you born again. He needs you full of the Holy Ghost. He needs you healthy and strong. He needs you wealthy and strong. He needs you in faith. Why? There's a lot of dying, hurting people out there right now that need the church to be the church.
So we have to say what we believe. We have to speak to the mountain. We have to speak to the sickness. We have to speak to the situation and not doubt. How do we not doubt? Putting our eyes and our ears on the Word of God, faith comes.
And I just sit there in those meetings and just hear the Word, and I mean, it's changed my life.
Worshiping God in one accord is always a part of our Believers' Conventions and Victory campaigns. Believers come together in praise and worship and set the stage for the anointing to fall.
You feel like you're in the presence of God that whole time, and it's just, you feel like you've come to get filled up, and there is just this floodgates of outpouring of being immersed in the Word of God.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries believes in the importance of family and provides special sessions for teens and children. There are games, activities, praise and worship, teaching of the Word, and always a time of prayer.
When faced with options from now on for the rest of your life, you need to make the decision that there is no other place you'd rather be than right in the middle of the will of God.
And it's kind of neat to have a place to bring our kids where they can get immersed in the Word of God and get encouraged in things of faith at an early age. And it really marks them for life, and it sets them on the right course.
This is God's Word to you. It's not just a letter He wrote to you. It's His Word. You know, like, I give you my Word. This is true. You're healed. This is God's Word to you.
Gloria Copeland has conducted Healing School for the past 31 years at all the KCM Believers Conventions and Victory campaigns. There is a spirit of expectancy, and the lives of people are changed.
When He rose again, He rose victorious over hell, the flesh, the devil, the curse, everything the devil could come up with. Jesus got our freedom from it. We're free from sickness and disease. Glory to God. It's a done deal.
Thank you so much. Because the Word that they have given me, which is the Word of the living God, has sustained my life. It has blessed me beyond measure. It has helped me to help others around me.
Our family, our life is changed. It's a blessed life because of what they taught us. And I just thank Him for it.
Remember, the glory will shine in 2009.
You know, if you'll come to one believer's convention, you'll never be the same again. You can get started with such power because the Word of God is preached all day and half the night, and lots of great speakers there that all talking to you about the Word of Faith. There's not a speaker in the conventions that has not already come out of blessing, out of cursing into blessing, out of lack into abundance. We all got there the same way by the Word of God, and we can teach you how to be healed. We can teach you how to prosper. But you know, you have to get yourself in those meetings and sit under the Word of God. We want to invite you to come. It's just the great meetings. It's just wonderful. You are in there all day and night in the Word. You'll never be the same again. Ken and I invite you to the next meeting, which is Washington, D.C., and that is November the 12th through the 14th, Woodbridge, Virginia, the Hilton Memorial Chapel. We want you to come to that. That's a super meeting. Today's offering day, I'm going to pray over your finances today. You get your seed ready, and I'm going to pray. I'm going to read you this scripture just quickly. How much time do I have, Mr. Tim?
A minute and a half.
A minute and a half. I'm going to read fast, aren't I? Glory to God. Give whatever you can according to what you have, this scripture says. If you're really eager to give, it isn't important how much you're able to give. God wants you to give what you have and not what you don't have. So whatever your offering is, you listen to the Lord, do what He says, and I'm going to pray over it right now. If you don't have it already in your hand, just commit it to Him. Tell Him what you're going to do. Father, I pray for the finances of every person listening to us. I speak blessing into their home, onto their offering, into all that they touch, their family, in the name of Jesus. Receive the offering today. Bless them back 100-fold. Reveal to them, Father, the secrets of your prosperity and life and godliness so that they can walk in the blessing and come out from under the curse. In the name of Jesus, prosper. Get busy with the things of God. Sow. Give. If you don't have money, give something to somebody and get the blessing going in your life in Jesus' name. Get in a good church and become a tither and a sower. And you're fine. And you've got to have the Word to back it up. Become a doer of the Word. To do the Word, you've got to read the Word. You've got to get under the Word. Join me next week as we can test. Join me next week as we continue our study of the Word of God. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our online store today at kcm.org to purchase this broadcast on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life.
As time ticks closer to eternity, will God find faith in the earth? Make sure He finds it in your life. Walk through the open door of faith, victory, and power with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Capture fresh insights, focus your faith, and step into your divine destiny through the Word-based teachings of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Gain new perspectives on the key issues of life from the biblical revelations of powerful men and women of God. Take a step toward your victory and be encouraged by the real-life stories of believers as they overcome everyday challenges and experience God's power. Find out how you can be a part of events in a city near you and in places around the world. Check out television broadcast schedules, BVOV radio and webcasting. Find teaching tapes, books, DVDs, CDs, and music for every member of your family. The Believer's Voice of Victory, transforming lives with the power of God's Word.